Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt it tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped. And the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I loved you to me. Oh, and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you.
I was a lonely man with empty arms to fill. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh, one in a million chance. Life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. A
tuned into the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, Assalamu alaikum! For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your time. Hey, brothers and sisters, I want to say this to you for a minute. Let me cut this short for a minute. You know all of the affiliates, but let me go into something real quick. As I'm thinking about things right now, do you notice, have you looked around in the news and have you noticed how panic-stricken the Western world is? This just came to me right before the show. I was just thinking about this. Have you thought about just how panic-stricken the Western world is, specifically the American and the British governments, and the American and the British people, and how confused they are? Remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about how the daughters of Babylon would be chastised, and how the doom of one equals the doom of the other. And everything, if you look to Britain and all of the news that is going on, it mirrors back America. The rising unemployment, the growing dissatisfaction, the great color divide, the great wealth divide, right? The people rising up against the unjust governmental policies, the wars of aggression, right? The politics and politics that they're playing with economics and with colonialization or recolonialization of Africa and Asia and the South and Central Americas. Do you notice that? If you look, Britain is like a microcosm of America. She's a mirror of America. So both of them are in trouble today, brothers and sisters. When you hear us talk about the fall of America, when we talk about the fall of America, instinctively, we are talking about also the fall of Britain or the UK or England or whatever you want to call it. And that's why there's so much turmoil going on. If you look at all of the movements, there's a so-called Black Lives movement that is up in arms in America. Go to England and look. That's going on too. That's going on right now. They're rising up and they're protesting daily about this. There are other protests that are breaking forth. There's a protest for secession between states, and even cities are talking about seceding from their states and seceding from the Union across America. If you look at England, the same thing is happening. Look, the weight of the Anglo policies is so heavy now that it is causing a mass disruption in what they once had in unity. This is the breaking of their universal power over you and I. I want to point this out right now. This is more important than getting to the URLs. This is more important than giving you more of the phone numbers. This is more important than the intro. What you need to understand right here and right now is that you're living in the farewell tour. This is the farewell tour. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Silver Doctors, I believe it is, on YouTube, one guy about 3 days ago, he gives you his analysis of what he sees coming, and he calls this the end of the American Empire. We see one great, I forget his name, he wears glasses, he's a professor, and he's also an ordained minister. And he gives an interview with RT, or Russia Today. And in this interview, he lays out the corruption, this systemic and endemic corruption of Christianity. Now, he's a man of the cloth. And the American Empire and Republic. And the racism. And how the Western world specifically, and especially America and England, have made their way by ravaging the countries of the world, the people of the world, by stealing and by occupying, by shedding the blood of everybody and now endangering the lives of everybody through global warming and nuclear threats of war. We told you this constantly on the show. But when we told you this, you said it was racist. But these white people are now saying these things. As a matter of fact, what's her name? Dr. Fardan, white woman who accepted the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a scholar. She has a scholarship in several sciences that are recognized throughout the world. One is anthropology. And so, in her synopsis, in her book, she comes to the conclusion that the white man will kill, will rob, will maim, will steal, will lie, will deceive, will do any and everything to acquire what someone else has, and will make the victim out to be the aggressor, and the aggressor out to be the victim. Are we not watching this? She has a book titled Message to the White Man, right? And she's laying out what she sees as the problem with the white world, and how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is 100% right and exact in his conclusion about the white man and his evil, and how they are the devil. You gonna argue with me? Because I'm talking to you about what white scholars and white scientists and what white people of the cloth are saying. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play some of the stuff that one of the white men of the cloth, a scholar and a professor, has to say. And in his lecture, he calls this the farewell tour. This is why we call the show Farewell to the American Empire. This is what the show is titled today. Farewell to the American Empire. Why? Muhammad gives it to you in a book titled The Fall of America. This is what he says. He's giving you real time, actionable, as the white man said, in his intelligence apparatus. He's giving you actionable intelligence, something that you can see and act upon in real time, that can give you security of life, wealth, and happiness if you accept and act upon it in real time. It's amazing, isn't it? Everything, brothers and sisters, listen to me. Some of you don't like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Some of you talk about religion this and religion this and all this. Listen, put these things on a scale of facts. That's all I'm saying to you. Put what is spoken and what is written on a scale of facts. This man was talking about the depths of science in space, talking about how there was water in space. And the white man goes up in space and confirms it, right? Some people say Elijah Muhammad has a third-grade education, which is fourth-grade education. How in the hell did he know these things before the scholars could identify these things? How did he tell you about an unmovable force in space that causes the universe to expand and contract? He had never been up there. 30, 40 years later, the white man goes up there like he made some new discovery. What I'm trying to do is lay out a fact for you, lay out a guideline for you to understand. If this man is talking to you in every science, philosophy, and he's bringing to you facts, and later on, as a matter of fact, if you go to YouTube, let me tell you this real quick. If you go to YouTube right now, they have this real fad called, well, it's not a fad now, it's a lifestyle now. And they have it called intermittent fasting, right? As a matter of fact, I do that, intermittent fasting. Some days I do OMAD, 1 meal a day, and some days I have the escalating scale where if I'm working out hard conducting a lot of business, hard business, I'll do a 2 meal or warrior diet, right? This is where you have 2 meals, okay? This is what Elijah Muhammad had talked about in a book he titled How to Eat to Live. And he gave us two versions, How to Eat to Live 1 and How to Eat to Live 2, on YouTube, as well as Facebook, and as well as in the fitness craze. They are talking about and confirming the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through scientific study. And in there, they're talking about that if you fast, I'm giving you this because I'm laying a base out for you, black man and black woman, and we'll see, because you need a guideline, a starting point, a reference point. This is what we say in martial arts. When we're trying to learn new techniques, we say we need a starting point, a reference point to progress to the next level. You understand? So what I'm trying to do is give you a reference point on why you should listen to this man, so that you can progress to the next level of thought and understanding, so that you can see the world for what it is and what is going on and why. So in this this scientific study, in these scientific studies, you can just go on YouTube and just Google intermittent fasting and all this stuff coming. People making millions of dollars when Elijah Muhammad said, I'm giving you this for free. I'm going to give you this for free for your health. They're talking about how after 24 hours of not eating anything, your body starts to reset Elijah Muhammad was telling you this. And how if you start fasting, as a matter of fact, they had one, I cannot think of the name of it, this guy, he was about 56 or 66 years old, and he was suffering from all types of ailments and diseases, right? And he went to the doctor, and he said he was going to start, and he documented this, he was going to start doing the intermittent fasting, the OMAD diet. And first he was going to work his way up from the warrior diet. And so he started this, and he was suffering from all high blood pressure, arthritis, which I suffer from arthritis, which is not as bad anymore. All of these things, hypertension, everything, and how he had all of these things wrong with his body internally. And when he went back 4 months later, the doctor was wild. His mouth was open, and he asked the guy, and this is the guy documented video-wise, and the doctor, what have you been doing? Your whole internal clock reset. Your organs look like you have the organs of a 20-year-old. They had reset. He was no longer suffering from all of those things that he was suffering from. He went from taking, I think he said, 30-some odd medicines a day to taking two. And the doctor said he believed that he would be off that if he continued to doing what he was doing in 3 to 6 more months. What I'm trying to say, how did Elijah Muhammad know these things? These people are profiting off free material from Elijah Muhammad. They call it OMAD, one meal a day. Where did you get that from? Nobody was talking about that. So now we have a reference point of who and why to trust this person, right? So now we go for this. He tells us about America in the end and how it would be close to a dictatorship. What are the white men screaming about in America today? Especially about this government here. America has become a dictatorship. She's fascist. She's censoring everything. She's scared of an opposite point of view. Elijah Muhammad told you that this would happen in the end of America. And he gives you a specific timeline to measure. When he says the 60 cannot exceed 70-year grace period. This is why I keep harping on this. Because there's so many things that you have to understand. And so in this 60 cannot exceed 70-year grace period that was given to America in the endemic world, you will see the breakdown of infrastructure, he tells us. You will see the breakdown in politics and government, he tells us. You will see the growing division and divisiveness in the political class, in the economic class, and in the social class, right? He calls it the great commotion in the book called The Fall of America. And he warns us, he says, there's nothing that can be done. Matter of fact, let's go to this. Let's go to Fall of America. Let me get this book real quick. Because I like properly quoting the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I don't like to take his words out of context, okay? Because I can be held for doing something wrong. And I want to do everything right and exact, okay? So let's go to 2, I believe it's 218 or 219. I just got the book. So, okay. It's 219, excuse me. In here he says, the great commotion of the government and people, now he specifically names two different areas where there would be great commotion in. The great commotion of the government and people of America. The civil unrest, what are you talking about? Black Lives Matter, we won't take this no more. Police brutality continues, right? And yet, in the same sense, you got some type of Negroes trying to integrate into a government that God has condemned scripturally and prophetically. And he has warned you what would happen if you integrate into a system under a people whom he is wroth with. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is going, you're going to say farewell to the American Empire as we lay this out, okay? So Muhammad says, the great commotion of the government and people of America, the civil unrest, insurrection, mental excitement, and noisy confusion. There is no action that is being taken, nor can there be any action taken that would bring the people to a better condition of civil action. So the protest, right? The going back and forth between the haves and the have-nots, because we are at the end of the time allotted to people. This is, I know it's hard for a lot of you to fathom because you still believe. Some of you still believe in this man and his system because you start making plans for this man's society 40 years out. That's because you have no prophetic vision at all. And this is no knock to you. This is why you're here. We're trying to give you an insight so that you can understand what is taking place and why. No matter what you want, if it's not in accord with prophetic sayings, it means nothing at all. Because as Jesus said, and as all of the prophets bore witness, and as the last and the greatest messenger of God stated, prophecy must be fulfilled, regardless of how you feel about it. And when you look in the news today with what is going on in the Middle East, what is going on in the South China Sea, what is going on in Latin America, so-called, what is going on across the continent of Africa, and what they now deem as the Middle East, the MENA region, it is all playing out because God is putting all of the pieces on the geopolitical chessboard, and now they're in play. As I was reading it, I was reading the scripture last night. I was reading Isaiah, Jeremiah, and I believe Ezekiel, and I was reading some other chapter. I forget what it was, but in here, it was specifically, and I got it marked somewhere. I got my Bible. Matter of fact, my Bible is right over there, but it was talking about specifically of what was taking place in the Middle East right now, and I just said, And I said, should I share this with the people? And I said, no, you know what? I'm going to let a few more things pass by, and then maybe I'll speak on this. Because that's what I do. Brothers and sisters, and this is no pat on my back, which it is. I read scripture every single day. I do not let my eyes shut without giving glory to God, because that may be the last time that my eyes shut. You understand? So we don't, when we're doing things, what I'm trying to say to you, we don't take in consideration the time. And it may be your last time to give glory to God. So you want to do it right, okay? Because we know right now, as we look on the political and geopolitical landscape of things, this is the farewell tour of the American Empire. We're looking at the end of the daughters of Babylon. Brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Even today, this white man does you evil, and he still justifies the doing of evil to you. And he doesn't understand that all the evil that he's doing is coming back to him in a hellified form, right? He doesn't understand that. Well, now he does. But he's so evil, he won't stop. Think about this. Look at how arrogant he is. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that America was more arrogant than Babylon, more arrogant than Pharaoh of ancient Egypt. This is what America is. She believes that she is, and there is none other. Therefore, the book says that God would bring her down, right? So he set all of these strategic traps all across the world in every area that America once dominated. Allah has set strategic traps there to enthrall her. Even when Brother Rashid, Brother McCall and I was talking one day, and we were talking over back and forth privately about Russia and how Russia is a little more subtle and subdued than America. Do you believe that if America had some planes shot down that she would be this quiet? And see, there's a great rift now in the establishment in Russia right now. This goes back to what we were telling you. See, this is scripture. We're going to tie all this in. Israel acted, but Israel is America, and America is Israel. So when one acts, the other one knows and okays it. So when this took place over the shoot down of the plane, what they're doing is continually to pry at Russia. But Russia wants to react. But Russia also is very cognizant of the fact that when they finally do act, this means the end of the white man's world and the end of him as a power and a viable force for projection of power and influence universally. They know this. This is why some of you, I read some of your comments, and some of you get frustrated, and I do too sometimes. We say, why Russia let this happen? Why Russia won't do this back? America keeps doing this. This is what the scripture tells us would happen. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Russia would be dragged in to this. That don't mean she came willingly. She had to be forced into this because she don't want the end of the white world to happen. So God is continuing to use little nuances, little caveats in the geopolitical realm to hook Russia and bring her in. That's why the book says, I will gather these nations or all nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And there will I plead with them for my people, to let my people go. If you look in the Middle East right now, there's so many nations there in North Africa, in this Persian Gulf, Gulf of Aden, Red Sea, Mediterranean Sea, all of these areas right here. There's so much because that is the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia area right there. It's an arc, a crescent, or what have you. And right here, in this area, is where America will first get exposed militarily. Because she's being exposed as we see, as we speak right now. Brothers and sisters, you just don't understand. And what lies at the root of this? This is what lies at the root of it. The white man, I want you to understand, this is what Elijah Muhammad said. We're still in the Great Commotion, chapter 53. Muhammad says, after he talks about the Great Commotion of the government and people of America, the civil unrest, insurrection, mental excitement, and noisy confusion, there is no action that is being taken, nor can there be any action taken that will bring the people to a better condition of civil action. The white American people, so he specifies this now, the white American people have practiced evil and injustice to the man in the mud, the black slave, for so long that they think that there would never be any divine action taken against them for such evil and injustice. Stop right there. So even today, think about this. Ted Cruz or whatever, the senator, he wants to put the blame on the brother who was killed by this white cop who walked into his apartment. Now, there's a lot behind that, but I'm not going to go into that because right now I'm trying to get to something. So he still says it wasn't the cop's fault that she walked into his apartment and killed him. It was his fault. This is what Ted Cruz, go Google this. I'm not lying to you. The cops are justified, that's what he said. And then the so-called attorney general, who is a racist devil from, the Carolinas, if I'm not mistaken, Jeff Sessions, who used to be a senator. This is what they were saying about him. What he said, this is a headline. Want more shootings? Listen to the ACLU, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa. Jeff Sessions tells cops. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told Chicago officers that the anti-police rhetoric of the ACLU, Black Lives Matter, and the Antifa is partly responsible for the city's spiraling murder rate. He didn't speak about the injustice. He didn't talk about the flooding of guns by those in power. He didn't talk about the flooding of dope in the society. He didn't talk about the perpetrators who use the media to sow dissension between the blacks in those urban areas. He didn't talk about the false flag operations being run by the CIA, the FBI, and the Chicago police, and the torture and interrogation policies that are being done by them by scooping up black youth off the street and holding them indefinitely, torturing them and killing them. He didn't talk about that, right? But he says it's the rhetoric of those who are feeling pain that is causing the murder rate to spiral. You see, they are in a time of judgment, and they still won't repent. This is why you're seeing all of these mudslides, all of these Cat 3s and Cat 4s coming out of nowhere. That's why you see all of these lightning storms and torrential rain downpours. This is why you see the lightning strikes that are so hard that they will blind you. This is why you're seeing the drought and the wildfires all attacking America and the Western world. Because the book says in his day and time that the whole world would be in his grip. This is why you see these things happening to America. Then he says, Attorney Jeff Sessions told Chicago officers that the anti-police rhetoric from the ACLU, Black Lives Matter, and the Antifa is partly responsible for the city's spiraling murder rate. There's a clear lesson here, Sessions told law enforcement officials at a conference on Wednesday. If you want more shootings and more deaths, then listen to the ACLU, Black Lives Matter, or Antifa. If you want public safety, then listen to the police professionals who have been studying this for 35 years. You see the arrogance in these devils? Isn't this what happened to Pharaoh? Remember this. Pharaoh held captive an entire people. What does that remind you of? And even under the divine judgment of God, Pharaoh refused to let those people go. So God laid snares and traps for Pharaoh, right? And he would tell Moses he wanted to be just in what he did. So he would tell Moses to go and give clear instructions. Pharaoh do X, Y, and Z, and Pharaoh, whatever you say. And then when the plague take him, he'll say, go talk to your God, Moses. And I won't let the people go, but I treat them better. I do this and I do this. And once the plague stop, he do more. And it's hard, but be hard. And Moses kept saying, he told God, listen, you telling me to go do this and go do that. You see this man ain't listening to me. You see what he's doing to us. He's making a mockery of us. God said, listen, don't worry about it. I'm going to hit him with these plagues. And when I hit him with this last plague, you ain't got to worry. Go tell your people to dress up, borrow silver and borrow gold from their taskmasters. Borrow these things because they're going to take us out of here. This is what the book says. All right? And it says, when I tell you to go tell Pharaoh this and that, I know he ain't going to listen. But I got to be a just God and offer instructions and guidance to everybody. This is what the God says. He said, but when I hit him with these last few plagues, you ain't going to have to ask him to let you go. He's going to tell you to get your stuff and get out. And this is where we are heading in prophecy. Some of you don't believe that. Because the time has worn you up, the resistance that you have. Time has worn down your insight. Because you see the suffering. And the suffering has shortened your view in the long distance. You can't see over the clear horizon anymore. There's obstacles there. Because disbelief has set in. But I'm here to tell you that prepare yourself for an exodus. Because we are looking and living in the farewell to the American empire. Muhammad says, the white American people have practiced evil and injustice to the man in the mud, the black slave, for so long that they think that there would never be any divine action taken against them for such evil and injustice. That's why they keep doing this. They don't believe God is strong enough to exact retribution. You know, when a man has been in power so long, it's almost like with fighters. If you've been in the NFL or when you've been in boxing or you've been in UFC or you've been in any professional sport for years and you've been the top, you've been the top dog, as they say, and others start rising up and you start getting the best of some of the other ones and you retire, that fire is still there. You still think that you are the top dog and you still think that you can keep coming back and winning until you take an L. This is America. She still believes in the veneer or the facade that she is the greatest and the most powerful nation on earth. They have a commercial that comes on. And it's sponsored, I believe, by the U.S. Navy. I was watching TV last night, and it came on again. And Nicole, my wife, she was sitting next to me. We were just sitting at the edge of the bed, and we were laughing, talking about something. And this commercial came on. And they were so arrogant in the commercial. When you live in the greatest nation in the world, the most powerful force in the world, all this stuff, I mean, all of this propaganda, right? They continue to pump this to you. They're trying to make you believe that America is the greatest. She's unmatched. She's unrivaled. You know who else said that? Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, no army in the world at the time could stop my forces. What did Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, in Babylon talk about? Huh? I am and there is none other. Right? And while they were speaking, the fall of Babylon was taking place. The same as with America. While she's speaking about how great she is and how powerful she is, the hands of justice is hitting her with uppercuts, combos, right? Kidney shots, hitting in the solar plexus, paralyzing her state of affairs, right? So it says, they have practiced evil and injustice to the man in the mud, the black slave, for so long that they think that there will never be any divine action taken against them for such evil and injustice. But this, listen to me, these actions right here, but this is what is now affecting them. It is the actions of divine justice for the poor man, the black slave. See, they don't realize that. That's why they're being hit more. Do you know, I was looking at a report earlier, well, late last night. I think it was in the Carolinas, if I'm not mistaken. They had to cull thousands of pigs and chickens, right, due to the storm. And they're going to do more. And they were talking about the devastation that was caused to the breadbasket. Another article was talking about the devastation that was caused to the American breadbasket, about the wheat crops and the corn crops and all of these failures that were taking place due to severe drought and prolonging of the drought, and how they were talking about a lot of stuff was destroyed on the West Coast because of the fires. Do you know that these are incremental steps in bringing down an empire? If you can't feed the people, you can't pacify the people. If you can't pacify the people and the people continues to suffer, the people will rise up over those who have authority over them, black man and black woman. You understand? What Muhammad said, he brings America to weakness or down by degrees from which she cannot perceive. This is what is going on. So, when you look at these things, look at them with the straight eye, knowing that judgment has been set. You see, all these people are looking for justice. There is none for them, the white man, the white world. The justice that they're going to get, they don't want that type of justice. They're looking for a justice that would pacify their arrogance. That's not happening anymore. That's not happening anymore. The justice that God sets in the earth is to right the wrong and straighten the crooked, to raise up the fallen, and to lay low those who stand tall. Right? Is that not what the Bible tells us? Is that not what the Quran tells us to look forward to? Then if that is prophetic saying and prophecy, then how in the hell can you take the words of people who have done nothing but manipulate truth and exploit those under their authority? I'm just asking a question. And if you have anything to say, you can call in. It's not confrontational. We do want to hear what you have to say. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. I do want to say this to you. There's a lot going on here today. And I see the time is running down. I want to just talk to you, but every time we lay the base, when we go to play the clips, the time is out, right? But I'm going to play a few clips. I want you to hear what Gregory Mannarino has to say about the situation with the market. And he'll ramble on for about six minutes, right? But in there, he drops some diamonds. He drops some nuggets of gold in there about how corrupt the system is and how they are manipulating the system and how crooked things are and how there will be a correction point. Now, again, I always say this to you on this show. If there's a correction point, this signifies that something in there is crooked, right? And he is saying that the system is crooked, right? So that means the system is not a natural system. It is against the natural order of things and must be corrected because it's false. If it's not false, well, when you go to school, they give you answers on a test. And they only mark wrong the ones that are false or untrue, right? What the teacher tells you, I corrected, when she puts a marker around, she said, I corrected your wrong answers, right? So if there's a correction stage, then the environment that you're operating in is what? Corrupt. Is that not right? I want you to listen to what he says about this system. You've got to listen to this, because then we're going to delve into shorter clips so that you can hear this, and then we're going to go into, I think, Hodges, Mr. Hodges, about the farewell tour of America, okay? And if by chance the time slims down, I'm going to try to get in as many clips as I have, and we got so many for you to listen to, but I know we won't be able to get to all of them, but we have to break these things down so that you can understand that this is the end of America. I don't care how much you want to believe that she's going to sustain herself. I don't care how much you buy into the propaganda that in 2030, 2048, by 2050, America will be so in debt that there will be no way out. America is in so much debt right now that there's no way out. Right? They'll tell you that. What did Jim Rogers say? America is not only the largest debtor, she's the greatest and the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. She don't need to wait till 2048, 2056. She's debt now. And all the signs are pointing to an impending reckoning with the judgment. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Saints out there, we're being vindicated. Smile. This is your day. I want you to listen to this, okay? Here we go, right here.
Wow. Hey, everybody. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, back yet again on this lovely day. Yes, very lovely Tuesday, September 18, 2018, for this post-market wrap-up. How many of you out here were watching the mainstream financial channels? I don't know. But they really couldn't believe that stocks were higher today. Well, why is this going on? Oh, the market's just shrugging everything off. Doesn't care about tariffs or anything. It's bulletproof. Well, look, we all understand the dynamics in place here. And I guess they just don't understand that this was broadcast to the market for weeks prior to it happening. President Trump was waiting patiently for the market to price it in. And then it was done at exactly the right time. Again, nothing happens by accident here. And there was no doubt in my mind that there was a fail-safe in place. What am I talking about, a fail-safe? Well, we all understand that there are things that are going on in this market that we can only imagine. But we do know it's happening. I mean, look, in history, in the history of the stock market, we have never seen companies buying back shares of stock like we have as of late. So what we have here, again, is a system that will be propped up no matter how they have to do it, companies buying back shares of their own stock, banks buying shares of whatever they want to buy, central banks buying shares of stock. So there's no way they're going to let this managed market attain any type of fair value. It's just not going to happen. So what we have got to finally accept is these distortions will continue to get worse. Hey, wait a minute. I heard that before. Who's been saying that for like ever now? Maybe me. Yeah, exactly. They're going to get worse. And that's our strength. We understand where this is going. We know the freaking mind screw that's been played on everyone. People just can't believe this. And again, warning after warning after warning by Wall Street bigwigs. Even today, people talking about valuations of this market on the mainstream financial channels that are in la-la land. So it's not just you and me. I mean, there's some other people out here with some pretty big names saying it doesn't matter. It will be ignored like you have no idea. Because, look, As far as I'm concerned, and I said this on an interview I did with Greg Hunter recently, the music has already stopped, but the people are still dancing, and they're not going to stop dancing until they're forced to. And we're probably away from that quite a while, at least through the midterms, and then we'll see. You know, a lot of people have been writing to me lately about the midterms. I did mention this earlier today in passing. Look, I have no idea which way this is going to go. And just even if things don't go the right way for the Republicans, the way they want it to go, doesn't mean that this market's going to take any kind of a hit at all. Understand how this freaky market works. The market works, number one, off of confidence. Confidence that it'll just continuing. That's what's going on now. The other thing is certainty. The market, it wants to just know what's going on, and then it will deal with it. Once the midterms come through here, no matter which way they go, the potential is still for stocks to keep rising until something acts against it. And in this market where nothing is real, I can't even imagine what that would be. The fakery will continue. The rigging will continue. Banks will continue doing whatever they got to do to keep everything propped up. They're going to be hitting gold, hitting silver, for which actually they did today. Earlier, gold and silver were higher. Gold finished down a little bit. Silver finished at the flat line. Cryptocurrencies did continue to catch a bid throughout the day. But anyway, this is what you can imagine is going to continue. Government spending will hit heights that we can only imagine. Again, it's the mechanism. It has to keep going. What we witnessed last month, the largest government outlay in history, this is going to repeat itself. That's how you know we're very close here to whatever is going to happen. When they hit that moment of maximum saturation, this is how I describe it here, they're going to keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and running debts and deficits that are going to keep getting bigger. Until at one point, boom, again, something acts against it. Until that time, these distortions will get worse. Stock market bubble will get larger. Period. So I don't know another way to put that other than we know what we need to do. It's just so simple. Don't short this market no matter how badly you want to do it. Just don't do it. Continue to acquire hard assets. Become your own central bank. Bet against the debt. Understand there will be that point of maximum saturation where we hit that wall and this all just corrects to fair value and people will be forced to stop dancing. They're going to keep on dancing. That's it. You know, this is like some kind of crazy thing going on, but that's the way it's going to go. And I think we just need to understand that. Corporate America will continue to get richer than they have ever gotten in such a short amount of time. While we, the American people, and the people of the world are going to be buried under greater and greater mountains of debt. It's the mechanism. It's the way it works. You all know that. Anyway, with that said, let's see how this plays out for the rest of this week here. So
in there, he talks about a correction coming, right? He talks about nothing is real, meaning that everything is false, fabricated, and a deception, a facade. An illusion. This is what he's telling you. What he's telling you in so many words is that the system is based on a science called trichnology. The science of trickery. The science of deceit. This is what Elijah Muhammad termed trichnology. Because it was not just something that you just spring on a person and that's it. It was a science or a system of deception. And Mr. Gregory Manorino is saying as much about the system, that this is a system of trichnology. Is that not right? So he says that sooner or later, there will be a correction. And according to the dictionary Google's dictionary, the word correction means the act or process of correcting something, a change that rectifies an error or inaccuracy. Right? Right? Used to introduce an amended version of something one has just said. So we see that the system is a system of errors because all they do is exploit others, right? For selfish material gain. The same thing that Dorothy Fardon said about white people, that they would kill off the entire globe for material gain, for riches, and then lay claim to something that they conquered on the battlefield through the Seed and War. Huh? This is America. This is the white world, right? Don't be mad at me. And then he says, sooner or later, they will achieve maximum saturation. See, for you who don't understand this, in finance terms, he's talking about a moment where the system can absorb no more debt. This is what he's talking about. But they don't tell you that because he's not truly talking to you. He's talking over you to his brethren. But according to a Wikipedia, when it talks about maximum saturation, it says the term saturation in chemistry is used in several ways. Saturation is the point at which a solution of a substance can dissolve no more of that substance. This point of maximum concentration, the saturation point, depends on the temperature of the liquid as well as the chemical nature of the substance involved. So in layman's terms, it's telling you what I just said, that there is a point where the system will not be able to absorb any more quantitative easing, any more of the derivative debt, any more of the bond buying, any more of the musical chairs that they're doing. There will be a point of no return because the word maximum means as great, high, or intense as possible or permitted. The greatest or highest amount possible or attained. That means once it reaches maximum saturation, they tell you this when you're at the flooding point, that the ground has reached maximum saturation. It can no longer deal with the load of water being dropped from the sky. Then you have a point of flooding because the ground will not absorb any more water. Right? This is the same thing that he's telling you about the system. But he didn't tell you that in that turn. We're arriving at a point of correction. The error, that system of errors, will be corrected by the uprooting of the entire system and those who have made the system and who have perpetrated the system and who have maintained and benefited from that system. Because the point of maximum saturation will destroy. Look at a house in a flood area. When that ground reaches maximum saturation, right, most often it renders that house no longer habitable, and those who refuse to leave or flee die. Is that not right? The same can be said of the system that we're looking at. See, I'm trying to break these things. I am the king of analogies, right? And I'm trying to give you these analogies to make you understand what they're saying to you. They're admitting that their system is a system of lies and deception and exploitation, and that it is reaching a reckoning point at which they can no longer, I would say, feed upon the deception that they fed you. They will become full. They will no longer take anything else. They can throw it up. They can no longer absorb it in their bodies. This is what the system is reaching right now. Huh? And when that point is finally reached totally, hell will break loose, black man and black woman. You see all the signs of it right now. So don't be mad at me for pointing these things out to you, okay? Be mad at them for not allowing you to understand and know these things and being able to accept these things and put them right before you so that you can prepare for what is to come. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the reason I'm telling you these things is because you're not getting them anywhere. Nobody is talking about these things. Nobody is discussing these things with you. And if you hear my voice crackling, I had a long, 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 long night at martial arts. And brother said, I got bruises all over my head. brother and sister, we fought last night. I'm talking about nonstop. Nonstop for like 2-3 hours or something. Like nonstop. But anyway, as I said to you, I want you to listen to this, okay? I'm going to bring something to your attention. And I believe this cat name is Hodges. I can't think of his name. His name escapes me right now. But he's talking about the system. He's talking about what lies ahead for the American empire, okay? And I want you to pay close attention. The first clip is only 2 minutes. And he's talking about this is the end of the U.S. empire. Now, Craig Hodges, that's what his name is. I think that's what his name is. Anyway, I could be wrong on that, though. But he is telling you that we are reaching a moment when this will be the end of the empire. Right? I'm going to let you listen to what these devils say. The reason I play these clips is for you to see that I'm not making this stuff up, that for you to see that Elijah Muhammad is right and exact when he tells you these things. These white people are telling it to their people. And they're saying it to them in ways that may inform you a little bit, but they're talking to their people in their lingo so that they can get the benefits of the warning, and not you. But pay close attention to this. We'll play the first clip. This is about 3 minutes. I want you to pay close attention
still on
to what he says about it.
And this is certainly long overdue. You write that short of a sudden and widespread popular revolt, the collapse of the American empire appears unstoppable, meaning that the United States as we know it will no longer exist within a decade or at most two. That's a very narrow window.
Well, all the signs are there. Roughly 70% of the American population living in severe economic distress, the complete paralyzation of the political system. It's been captured by this corporate cabal and redirected all of the institutions and mechanisms of government to their own enrichment and consolidation of power. The burlesque that now takes the place of the political process, especially the electoral process, the burlesque, which takes the place of the news on CNN, which it's all about revenue. It's not about news anymore. It's that fusion of entertainment, or I would say the masquerading of entertainment, trivia, celebrity gossip as news, and the deindustrialization of the country, mm-hmm. which has left the management of the country's wealth in the hands of global speculators on Wall Street, who either hoard the money or inflict severe debt peonage on the public in order to – it's just gambling. And it's – so the New York Times the other day had an article about the next bubble being the fracking industry – because so much in terms of investments is going in and so little is coming out, and it's all on potential profit, not on profit, like the dot-com bubble or the mm-hmm. housing bubble, or and, of course, mm-hmm. we have student debt
credit
as well.
Default swaps.
Right. So all of the signs are there, coupled with the retreat into magical thinking, the inability of the population to grapple with where they are,
mm-hmm.
To grapple with climate change,
mm-hmm.
and all of the climate change reports are quite clear that the process is accelerating far faster than any of the climate scientists predicted. And finally, the military adventurism, mismanagement, 17 years of warfare, wasting of trillions of dollars as the country, the infrastructure of the country crumbles. So mm-hmm. all the signs are there.
Speaking of 17 years.
You hear that? I'm going to play the first part of this clip over again, okay? I want to play this because I want you to hear something. I want you to hear something very well. Listen to this again.
Still on
first part.
And this is certainly long overdue. You write that short of a sudden and widespread popular revolt, the collapse of the American empire appears unstoppable, meaning that the United States as we know it will no longer exist within a decade or at most two. That's a very narrow window.
Well, all the signs are there.
The interviewer says, well, listen to this good. He said, well, it is long overdue. That means he is aware of a time period. You understand what I'm saying? He said, well, when he read out this stuff, then he said, well, this is long overdue. Why would he say that if he did not have a sense of the timetable? Huh? I'm just asking. Common sense tells you this. If a person says it's long overdue, then they must be aware of some time or some kind of time limit or time or appropriation for something. Is that not right? So he must be understanding if it's long overdue, he must have thought that it should have taken place a while ago, right? But he was unaware of a grace period. You understand? Muhammad says that this grace period was given so the dead could be awakened. That's you and I. A 60 to not exceed 70 year grace period from 1955. Right? That leads up to and not beyond 2025. But it can happen within any of this time. And he says, what did Mr. Hodges say? What did he say? Well, all of the signs are there. Well, if you have signs and you have no understanding of time, it makes no sense. It matters not. Because you have no direction, no guidance point. You understand what I'm saying to you? So for you to understand that all of the signs are there, these signs, you must have a understanding of time so that you can put those signs in order and that you can follow the signs and recognize the time of the fall of America. Is that not right? Listen to this again. I just want you to listen closely to the interviewer and listen to Mr. Hodges. And then we're going to go to the next clip. Sometimes I have to play or read or say something a few times so that you can grasp this thing. And I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to certain people that may be sitting there saying, huh, that's right. I never thought of that. But I want you to pay close attention to that again, okay? Here we go, right here.
And this is certainly long overdue. You write that short of a sudden and widespread popular revolt, the collapse of the American empire appears unstoppable, meaning that the United States as we know it will no longer exist within a decade or at most two. That's a very narrow window.
Well, all the signs are there.
Boom. He said, well, it is long overdue, right? He is aware of the time. And Mr. Hodges, he goes back and says, all of the signs are there. What signs? The signs that were laid out to look for in prophecy. This is how we know we are at the end of something. If you don't read the road signs when you're on the interstate, how the hell do you know which exit to get off and how close are you coming to that exit? Huh? You have to read the signs along the way. Is that not right? I'm just talking back to you. And it's ironic that they're saying these things when you can look in Fall of America. I believe it's chapter 55 of the Fall of America, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that America will no longer exist in the state that she's in. This is what he tells us. And they are bearing witness to this. Let's go a little further. This is talking about America's strategic blunders. The next one is, and brothers and sisters, I apologize for Blog Talk cutting you all off. I see dozens of your calls being dropped. I can do nothing about it. All I can say to you all is as long as they allow me to stay on the air, what you can do is go back. Well, try to call back in and catch the rest of the show, but then afterwards, about 15 or 20 minutes after when they post the show to Blog Talk, go back and re-listen to the show and get the in-depth understanding in the letter of the spirit of truth in the show, okay? But I want you to listen to this next clip because he's talking about, and this is a short one, this is 2 minutes, talking about the strategic blunders of America. And this goes back to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he talks about how God would have the leadership and the people in derision, and how they would make all types of missteps, thinking that they're going in the right direction, doing the right thing for the American empire. But in reality, they're putting a noose around the neck and choking Uncle Sam to death as he deserves. This is what we're looking at in this day and time. So again, I apologize for dozens of you getting knocked off. Please call back in. If you can't call right back in, or wait about 20 seconds and then dial the number back in, listen over, and then go back after the show is over and listen to the entire thing, okay? Listen to what he said about the strategic blunders that are killing her, that are killing her, right? Here we go.
All the signs are there.
Speaking of 17 years of warfare, you refer to the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq as the most as the worst strategic mistakes that the country has made in its history. Talk a bit about that.
Well, because we're trapped in, I mean, even out of the Pentagon, they're talking about endless warfare, infinite warfare. These are their terms.
Mm-hmm.
And it is characteristic of late empires that they make horrific military blunders. The Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, which contributed immensely to the collapse of the Soviet Union. This is true of every empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, starting the war with Bosnia in World War I. 4 years later, it doesn't exist. Of course, the Kaiser doing the same thing in Germany. Go all the way back to the ancient Greeks, where they invade Sicily in the Athenian Empire. Their entire fleet is sunk. Thousands of their soldiers are killed. The empire disintegrates. Great Britain in the 1956 Suez Crisis. So Nasser in Egypt nationalizes the Suez Canal. The British go in to retake it, have to retreat in humiliation. So the British Empire was on a long descent after mm-hmm. World War I, but that was the culmination. And then what happened is the pound sterling was dropped as the world's reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the death blow. So it's the day the dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency, that there has to be a huge contraction of the American military machine overseas, imports become expensive, and the economy goes into a tailspin. Alfred McCoy, who's a fine historian, actually gives it a date, 2030. I've mm-hmm. just been a newspaper reporter too long to
right.
play Nostradamus with dates, but that it's coming is, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. without question.
See, they don't even question it anymore. The rolling up of the empire. Remember when Elijah Muhammad was telling you that America was going to be forced out of the Middle East? Remember when Elijah Muhammad was telling you that she's coming out of South and Central America? Remember when Elijah Muhammad was telling you that the odds are against her staying in Asia, that she will come out or she will be thrown out? What did Mr. Hodges just tell you? Or Hedges, or whatever his last name. What did he just tell you? Huh? That the empire will recede and go back to her own shores. This is what Elijah Muhammad had been telling you. But you couldn't understand it. You didn't see it because you wasn't a big picture person. You can look down the wheels of time and see these events that would take place that would trap America and make America indebted to the nations that she's trying to war against. As a matter of fact, before I go to another clip, I just want to go to something. Let's see. Chapter 40. Chapter 40. This is what Elijah Muhammad says about Asia. He says, you do not, this is on 172 for those of you who may want to read it. He says, you do not have to worry too much about whether or not America is coming out of Asia. Certainly America is coming out of Asia. The odds are against her staying there. See, he's telling you, she's coming out. Now, when he said this, you didn't see it because America was thumping her chest. We are the unrivaled military power. We have 12 or 16 nuclear carrier groups, aircraft carrier groups around the globe. We're the most powerful nation. We're the richest nation. We're this, we're that. Yes, that's true. But just one touch from the finger of the hand of God can reduce this nation to nothing. Right? And so even on 171, he says this. America and England deposited their little brother Israel on foreign soil, Palestine, which is Arab land. They deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. Listen to this right here. She is on her way out of the Near East. I don't care about the deployment of troops there. I don't care about the deployment of warships there. I don't care about the deployment of heavy weaponry there. All of these things that she's trying to make seem as though they're great, they're all strategic blunders that will lead to the folding up of the American empire and the heading out of the American empire from the MENA region. Muhammad says she is on her way out of the Near East. The Near East is North Africa and the Middle East. He says, this means bloodshed and plenty of it. What are you seeing going on in Syria? What are you seeing going on in Libya, Yemen, Tunisia, Somalia, Mali? What are you seeing going on there? Bloodshed, but this bloodshed is to remove the American empire and her allies from their hegemonic roles in these nations over there. Oh, black man, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So this trickery, this deception, these lies, this propaganda being spewed will be in the Middle East forever. We will remain the dominant power in Asia for the foreseeable future. Nobody can match us militarily, right? North Korea, you must disarm. Syria, you must not defend your nation. Libya, Gaddafi must step down or we'll kill him. Maduro, we're going to invade your country. This is America throwing threats. China, you must accept our way or we'll sanction you. Russia, don't you dare buck up against us or we'll wage war against you. Is that not America? I'm just throwing out to you what she's doing, right? What she's saying is, I'm the ruler. I'm the top dog. I make the policies. And you act on what I say. Right? This is what she said. As a matter of fact, Russia had, on Russia Today, they had an article on such thing. Do as I say and not as I do. They were talking about America and her arrogance. See, the people are waking up to the hubris. But that's what Lucifer was supposed to do. Matter of fact, let me get this Bible. Let's go to Isaiah. Here we go. And here we say, remember what Lucifer was like, right? Listen to this. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? I'm just reading. I don't read the exact quote right then and there. I give you the thing in its context. In anything that I do, I don't want to take anything out of context because then that'll be on me, okay? So he says, thy pomp is brought down to the grave and the noise of the vials. The worm is spread under thee and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Listen to this good. Because he's talking about this devil, talking about this white man in America too. He says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Stop right there. What is America saying right now? She's going to mount her weapons into space. Isn't that that's not right? That's her policy, right? I will ascend, right? But I'm telling you, it's easy. I'm sorry. Sometimes I have to stop because it's so easy to defend the teachings of God as taught to us by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's so easy. I mean, even Ray Charles could do it. It is so easy to defend it. But listen to what he says. How art thou fallen from heaven? Meaning that God had blessed America with riches, with wealth, with power, with influence, and made her the top dogs of the nation, right? And now, she's being challenged by China, by Iran, by Russia, by Venezuela, right? By the Asian nations, by African nations, switching west, I mean switching from west to east. She's being challenged. The book says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. We're going to put our Star Wars programs to stop the hypersonic missiles. Is that not right? We'll put them in space, and we'll defend against any incoming threat from outer space or from any nation. Right? What did this thing say? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. What America says, we are the world's only superpower. We're the world's only hyperpower. There's no nation that can match us. We dictate the international law. We are the exception to the rule of the law, right? What are they saying in words? I'm going to be like the Most High. I'm going to rule. That's why they always talk about we need peace and stability to the international order. Who runs the international order? America. You understand? The book is telling you this. Let's go a little further. Oh, my God. It says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and shake kingdoms? See, this is what the nations are doing now. They're challenging America. America, we'll put our military there. And Iran is saying, no, we got the sovereign right to do this. Venezuela, well, if you invade us, you better bring your guns, gringos, because we're going to defend our nation. What is North Korea saying? That if we go to war, it won't be like last time. What is China saying? Your policies of unilateralism doesn't work anymore. Right? The nations are challenging America, just like the book says. Is this not the nation that, what it says, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake the kingdoms? This is what they're saying to them. We ain't afraid of you no more. We see your weaknesses. We see it. It's your dollar. And we're going to attack the very foundation of your power by uprooting the dollar as the international currency of choice. We're going to make our own financial systems to counteract and counterbalance your sanctions. See? This is what the book is telling you. All right? Farewell to the American empire in words. This is what it's saying. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, as a matter of fact, listen to this here. Let's go to this clip here. I know time is short, but let's go to this clip here. Talking about the American dollar. Remember what we just said. The nations are challenging America. And how do you challenge the so-called juggernaut of the world? You have to hit the underbelly. And you have to go and uproot her power, or that core which gives her power to project influence and power around the world. So if you go a man up to her military, you'll lose. But if you weaken her military and weaken her nation internally and externally by attacking the one thing, the life's blood of the empire, the dollar, you weaken it all. And then you can attack, right? America just don't go into foreign nations. Before she attacked Iraq, she sanctioned Iraq for over 10 years to weaken the military. She hit Iraq economically before she ever dropped the bomb. Right? She wants to attack Iran. But before she dares to openly attack Iran, what has she done? She's pulled out of those comprehensive talks and sanctioned Iran. She wants to fight China. What has she done? She just sanctioned China, her own banker. She wants to fight Russia. What has she done, Russia? She sanctioned Russia. She wants to invade Venezuela. What has she done? She sanctioned Venezuela. Before she ever dropped the bomb over Syria, she sanctioned Syria first. She went at the heart of the military and political power. And so God, too, goes at the heart of her military and political power. He goes after the dollar. He raises up the nations and the counterweights to American influence to go and attack the dollar and bring it to its lowest. I want you to listen close to this, okay? All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
The leaders and business chiefs from across the Asia-Pacific region have gathered in Russia's port city of Vladivostok for the Eastern Economic Forum. On the sidelines of the event, President Putin and his Chinese counterpart have been holding closed-door talks. Our correspondent, Lee Petrenko, has some more details of what's going on there.
The key messages from Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping in Vladivostok were that there is great trust between Beijing and Moscow when it comes to politics, defense, and security. Business ties will keep growing stronger and stronger. And most importantly, Beijing and Moscow are looking to get off the dollar hook, at least when it comes to bilateral trade, amid mounting pressure from Washington. Should the two succeed in ditching the dollar as their main currency of trade, this could be a clear signal to other countries. After all, if Moscow and Beijing could pull it off, why couldn't others? The Russian president spent almost the entire day with his Chinese counterpart. There were all kinds of events and different rounds of talks. They visited an exhibition together, besides this, a boat factory. For one of the rounds of talks, the leaders of Russia and China were joined by the wealthiest businessmen from the two countries. And there was also a behind-closed-door session. The Russian ambassador, before that session began, had hinted that Syria would be brought up. Anyway, judging by what was said on Tuesday, there is every sign that Russia and China will continue to act as team players on an international and global scene.
Earlier we heard from investor Jim Rogers and other experts attending that forum. Among other topics, they touched upon the ongoing trade wars.
Trade wars have never worked for anybody, and no one has ever won a trade war, so this is not a good thing which is happening. Forums like this, everybody can find ways to trade with each other, even if there are trade wars. It's expensive, perhaps. But this is a good way for people to share and say, what do we do? And anybody who knows history and economics knows trade wars don't work.
Countries like China, Russia, Japan, India, and others who do believe that the world must remain integrated, must work together, must create new forms of cooperation and collaboration, have to put capital, both political and money, on the table to preserve and serve this particular cause. And forums like these, where we are today, are actually the new forums of tomorrow. It is in the Eastern Economic Forum, more than the World Economic Forum perhaps, that you might find solutions for the Asian century.
So, do you see what they're saying? That Asian nations like Russia, and remember what I told you, two-thirds of Russia lies in Asia. And it is also the largest country in the world. I think it's almost three times the size of the United States. So that shows you how big Russia is. And China, they are moving against the dollar. Brother Rashid, I will bring you in just a second, okay? But I just wanted you all to hear this thing. I got more clips. I got so many things. We're going to have to do a part two of this because I don't want to leave this right where it's at. But I'm going to bring in Brother Rashid because I know he has some things he may want to say. So, Brother, I'm going to say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing?
Brother, I'm doing pretty good. Before you say anything, brother, remember the conversation we had the other night?
Yes, sir.
Remember what I was told you was to expect something?
You're right. It did happen. First of all, to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the future is so bright, we got to wear shades, brother. I mean, everything down, now most people dismissed him, our people. So when these things come about, they have no concept that he taught it. You know, most people, I don't want to take that stuff. All the Muhammad speaks and what the man you said once upon a time taught the believers. Future, you're going to wish that you see a Muhammad speaks newspaper. In the 60s and 70s, brother, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
But now you got to search to find them. And that's the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Most people do not understand, like the messenger teaches us, that the Bible and Holy Quran are talking about the end of time. They're not talking about thousands of years ago. So the white man is very easily to come and deceive you, telling you about, like you would, you read off the scripture. Most 99.9% of the people saying, you know, all that happened back in the year 2000, Jesus' time, or 4,000 years ago, when it's talking about now. This is the most important time in history. Not the most deadliest thing 2,000 years ago was a rock or a born arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now the white man can sit over here in America and push a couple of buttons and blow up half the world. Now, which one do you think God is more concerned about? A born arrow being shot or blowing up, destroying all of humanity? This is what the people don't understand, that this is the time when these things are supposed to happen. Not back then, now. Saying leads up to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. Like you said, the fall of America is imminent. It's going to happen. Think about being around with white folks to the year 3 billion and 10. But that's not going to, like the man you said, that can remain, but ain't going to remain with us. They are going, you got to understand, Allah never tells lies. This is the reason why if he told he's going to give somebody a chance, then he don't interfere. If he goes, I'm going to give you 6,000 years, don't mean he's going to interfere. He sticks to his word. The devil is the one who says things and then don't do. And that's the opposite of God. So if God says 60 to not exceed 70 years, he going to give you 60 to not exceed 70 years. He going to give you 71 years or 80 years or 90 years. His word is be and it must remain.
That's right.
Long leg of black man.
Long leg of Salon. Beautiful, brother, beautiful. And this is what I'm trying to tell the people. And this is what I'm trying to get over to you. As Brother Rashid say, the fall of America is imminent. Matter of fact, Elijah Muhammad said that, and I'm looking for it right now. I believe it is either chapter 16 or chapter, chapter 16. Right on the money. He says it right here. And he uses Nebuchadnezzar and Pharaoh, the same examples that I give to you, to look for. Go into their history and look. And then it'll give you a clear example of what you see today. He says, as it was with Nebuchadnezzar, and as it was with Pharaoh, the same is being repeated today. Muhammad is telling you these things. Then let's jump down. He says this. Ever since that day, what day, Elijah Muhammad? The 4th of July, 1930, has meant the doom of the American domination over the black man of America and the black people of the earth. Ever since that day, America has been falling. Right now, they're talking about the repeat of the Great Depression. They're talking about how it became a dust bowl. What is going on in the Midwest, in the breadbasket, in all of these places? It's becoming a dust bowl because of the great tribulations that are upon America, right? Muhammad says. He says right here, I got to get it. Ever since that day, America has been falling. America's fall is not imminent. So some people say, it's imminent that it's going to happen. No, he says it's not imminent. It is going on now. America refused to break her fall when she could have broken her fall, as the Bible teaches us. Babylon could have been healed, but she was not. She did not do anything to warrant such forgiveness. See? The same with America. She still refuses to give you justice. She still refuses to give you a place that you can call your own. She refuses to give you freedom, justice, and equality, the basis of what God put in the creation of the universe. She refuses and she deprives you of the basic laws that a human is supposed to have and enjoy, the freedoms of life. So God now puts his finger on America and brings her to her knees. She is being forsaken by the nations. She's becoming isolated by the nations. Her economy is in a tailspin. Her dollar is in decline. Her economic clout is being rebuffed. Her military power is being mocked. The nations are now becoming her peers and her equals, and even in some degree her superior in all of the fields that she once dominated in it. You telling me we don't have a hell of a God that has power over all things? Brothers and sisters, God is not to be mocked, especially in this day of requital. He will bring about and is bringing about everything that the prophet of old had predicted would come. So I'm telling you, you better wake up before it's too late.